There are less than 10 days until the referendum, and for the first time ever, a majority of Scots favour independence. Was it Tony Abbott weighing in with support for the No campaign that tipped the balance? Senator Doug Cameron thinks Tony Abbott would be about as welcome in Scotland as a week-old English pork pie, and Scottish nationalist leader Alex Salmond seemed to agree. We take a look at the rise of the Scottish nationalists and what could happen if Scotland gains independence. It could get messy. Reporter Roderick Chambers has more.
The impending vote on independence for Scotland has got a shot in the arm from the latest opinion poll, which puts the yes vote ahead on 51%. I asked one of Australia's more popular ex-Scotsmen, Senator Doug Cameron, what he thought of the independence push.
My position's clear that this is a matter for the democratic processes in Scotland, and they don't need an expat from Australia telling them what their view is or anything like that. I think the Prime Minister's intervention was ill-judged and a bit silly. Especially from a Sassenach expatriate, an Englishman telling the Scots what they should be doing. I thought that was a bit rich.
But when the vote was first mooted by British PM David Cameron, there appeared to be every chance the plebiscite would be voted down. What is the support base for Scottish nationalists in Scotland?
In 2007, they formed minority government with 47 members of the Scottish Parliament. And then in 2011, they gained majority government with 69 members, which the parliament and the electoral system was designed to prevent.
It's sort of not reflected in the seats in Westminster, is it?
No, it's not. It seems that Scottish voters like to vote strategically to some degree, that they feel that perhaps with Westminster that to keep the Conservatives out, that it's best to vote Labour or Liberal Democrat. Yeah, at the moment, the Scottish National Party only has 6 MPs at Westminster out of 59 Scottish seats. So that's correct. They haven't done as well at Westminster.
That was James Cameron, who was doing a thesis on the rise of the Scottish National Party at the ANU. And Doug Cameron reflects that it is clear the momentum is now with the Scottish Nationalists.
Well, it's clear that there is momentum to the yes vote. And I think you can see that by the response from the UK government, from the Cameron government, saying that there would be more devolution if the no vote gets up. So, there must be a clear move towards independence that's growing, and I think that's creating a bit of panic in Westminster.
The Scots only returned one Conservative MP to the current Parliament, which has a brand that has been described as toxic in Scotland.
This is what I heard when interviewing members of the Scottish Parliament again and again and again in March, is that the Conservative brand in Scotland is toxic. And so, some people have said that David Cameron should debate Alex Salmond regarding the referendum in September. But, I think the Conservatives and David Cameron have realised that would be a mistake, because the Conservatives are very unpopular in Scotland generally.
And Alistair Darling has made some critical errors in the debates with Alex Salmond.
Alistair Salmond asked him, why do you call yourselves Project Fear? And Alistair Darling denied that they did, even though Alex Salmond read out quotes from Alistair Darling and from Blair McDougall, who's the leader of the Better Together campaign, saying that they do refer to themselves as Project Fear behind closed doors.
But the ingrained anti-English feeling is also a factor.
But I think, in Scotland there's been a long history of independence. There's been a long history of the culture being, anti-English. And there's also, a proud tradition of innovation and, progressive socialism in Scotland. I think if it's a no vote, then there's going to be further devolution, and that'll be interesting to see how that works out. And if there's a yes vote, disentangling, the union is going to be extremely complex and politically fraught, I think.
And Doug Cameron thinks that there is one thing Australia could take from Scottish politics.
There's only one Conservative MP in Scotland, and I just wish that could be replicated in Australia. But I don't think that's going to happen in a hurry. But it's a progressive country, and let's see where it goes.
That was Senator Doug Cameron and James Cameron speaking with reporter Roderick Chambers.